Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Doug Davis, the Vice President of Sales for Artisan Design Group. Doug, how you doing?
Very good, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
Sure. It's good to talk to you. You've been in the news this week, and I want to talk about that in just a minute. You've acquired Decor, based in Charleston, and Kerman's, based in Indianapolis. But before we get to that, let's first off talk a little bit about who Artisan is. Artisan Design Group, I guess, got started back in December of 16 when Floors, Inc., owned by Larry Barr, and Malibu came together down in Texas, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
I think that was funded by a private equity group called Dunes Point Capital. But since that time, you guys have been going out, and now you're in 17 markets, right?
That's correct, Kent. We've recently acquired 8 additional companies to topple on top of what Malibu and Floors, Inc. did back in 2016. With a group of like-minded flooring dealers that are in ancillary businesses as well in the builder multifamily market and expanding across 17 markets.
All right, let's run through those real quick, if you don't mind. I've got a list here in front of me. Again, we talked about Floors, Inc. in Texas and Malibu in Texas, and then J.R. McDade in Arizona, WCCU in Ohio, Arlen in Colorado, Metro Carpets in Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta West there in Atlanta, and then these two we just mentioned, Decor in Charleston, South Carolina, and Kerman's in Indianapolis. So did I name them all?
I think you missed one. You missed Images in Colorado as well.
All right, yeah. So that's an impressive grid. And as we look back at what these are, I mean, some of these have been around since the 20s. These are third and fourth generation, family-owned, independent flooring retailers, and many of them focused in the builder and multifamily side of the business. So what's the glue that holds them all together? What's the commonality?
You know, Kemp, I think the one thing that, that we stand for as a company is we want to continue to create that culture that has been built since the 20s when these guys started these businesses and either grew up in the business or, you know, founded the business themselves. Part of what we want to do is keep that culture alive. We want to keep those local relationships and connectivity there, mm-hmm. as well as expand upon, you know, a national footprint as we continue to get larger and bigger, being more of a single point of contact for a lot of the national builder, multifamily, and users.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got to ask this question. I know you're probably not going to answer it. When you pull all this together and look at the annual turnover, I mean, I'm thinking this is over $100 million in annual turnover, but I guess you probably won't share that with me, will you?
We've grown a lot. We've grown over 400% since the merger of Floors, Inc. and Malibu. So
yeah.
A lot of growth there.
And it's an interesting little side point. Dunes Point Capital also owns Speakman Showerheads. I mean, they've got a lot of different assets, but most of them are focused in the building supply area, aren't they?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about the business model, if you will, for this organization as a group.
And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, a bunch of like-minded flooring guys. You know, with a recent acquisition of Kerman's, which is Mike Benjamin up in Indianapolis, what a, you know, just an awesome operator of a business, fits in real well with our culture, as well as Mike and Steve Shelnut with Decor down in the Carolinas. It just really just continues to expand upon what we're doing as a group, an Artisan Design Group, and growing and being that single point of contact, not only flooring, but other ancillary businesses as well as we continue to move forward and grow.
All right, so these gentlemen like Larry Barr and Glenn White, and I mean, you know, these multi-generational leaders, they continue to stay in the business, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to spend time to talk about each and every one of the operators because I think they're very unique in their own right and run very sharp businesses. You know, our goal is to continue to grow and expand upon their knowledge and experiences and help that not only create a big company with Artisan Design Group, but also help us operationally in marketing and sales across the group using those experiences that each one of these operators have, not only themselves, but the experienced employees that they have inside their company.
What's behind the name Artisan Design Group?
You know, that's a little unique. That was a company name that Larry Barr created at Floors, Inc. for one of his design center type businesses, and he already had a relationship with the business name, and so we've just expanded upon that as we continue to merge with all these different companies under the Artisan Design Group umbrella.
Well, you know, there's two ways of selling residential flooring, and one of them is to talk about the components, which is a lot of times the way it is, and the other way is to sell fashion, and it sounds to me like, based on that name, you guys are in the fashion business, aren't you?
Absolutely. We want to continue to create value and expand upon the flooring category to make us, you know, not only a single point of contact for not only national builders and multifamily users, but also bring value and quality and fashion to the consumers that we service.
All right, let's look at those segments for a quick second. So there's really three core segments. Your single family builder market, you supply, I guess, the medium and custom builders. Do you also supply some of the large publicly traded builders?
Yes, we do. We work with a lot of the national builders across the country, across our footprint. Obviously, a lot of regional builders and a lot of custom builders as well.
Okay, so you've got that covered. Then you've got the multifamily side. Obviously, we're talking about condos and apartments. And in that area, you've got the first time it's built, and then you've got the renovations when tenants move out and change hands. So that's another segment you focus on, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, Malibu, Atlanta West, Arlen Images, J.R. McDade, WCCV, they all spend a lot of effort and new construction, multifamily, and then we do have a footprint inside the Relay business as well as servicing apartments and maintenance.
Yeah, okay. And then you still have just retail. I'm talking about residential replacements. So, you know, Mrs. Jones says she wants to replace her bedroom carpet. She can come in these stores as well, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. How does that break out? Is it about even thirds or is some of it bigger than others?
I would say our business today in single-family new construction, we're around 70% of our business is there.
Okay.
About 15% is in the new construction multifamily, and the other percentage would be in the replacement business.
Probably should have mentioned at the beginning of this, Doug, that before you joined this organization, when the two companies came together, you worked at Mohawk for 14 years, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I worked at Mohawk Industries for 14 years in different capacities, but really focused most of my time there at that company and to build a multifamily side of the business.
You think the reason that these groups get together is because they just feel like the safety in numbers, it's better to be a bigger part of an organization?
Yeah, I think as you can continue to see the builder consolidation across the industry, they're starting to look for single points of contact.
Yeah.
Having that one point of contact to be able to service multiple facets of the home. You know, as we expand upon flooring, we continue to grow our cabinet footprint or countertop footprint, as well as window treatments, lighting, and other categories that we service in certain markets. But we're definitely seeing builders looking for, and multifamily users as that goes, the same thing, looking for more consolidation, that single point of contact, and we want to continue to be that facet of the business.
All right, so there's a commonality as I look at all these different independent flooring companies. They're all Floor Expo members. Talk about that if you would.
Yeah, Floor Expo is a group that each one of our acquisitions have been members of. We really enjoy the Floor Expo group and what it stands for as an organization, and we continue to support that group very highly.
Mm-hmm. So you're still part of that group and still going to use them as a resource?
Absolutely. We will continue to support the Floor Expo group in every expectation that we go through, and as our business continues to grow, we want to grow with Floor Expo.
Okay. And are there more companies you're looking at right now?
They're always in the pipeline, Ken.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very interesting. All right, Doug, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us a quick overview of Artisan Design Group, a quickly growing group of independent flooring retailers that are now owned by Dunes Point Capital. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDeli.net.